need a guru in our ashram. That's how Ramakant Maharaj came about. The Maharaj is actually like the position of that seat, so to speak, in the lineage.
So it's not a name.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Ram Dass, Tom Dass, you know, Saraswati or any of these. Maharaj made it very clear. You already have a name for the body, John. You don't need Guruputra because that's just another name. And you're not trying to rename the body. You're trying to dissolve the body. So by naming the body, you're actually then adding in yet another illusory layer onto the body that you're just trying to dissolve. I am John, but my spiritual name is Guruputra. No.
When I visited Maharaj, sir, first time, you know, Maharaj was like, you know, the way he was talking, right? So the true guru is with zero desires. He is no way related to money. But at the same time, he told you shouldn't beg anyone. So for that, you work. That's it. That was a shock, you know. Who is this person? Not charging anything. And at the same time, he's saying, be realistic and work for your needs.
Yes.
It was a shock, you know.
Because the conceptual spirituality and most people's idea of spirituality, the Facebook spirituality, is that you should be living in a bare minimum, that you should be begging, that there's somehow some good in, oh, I go to India and I don't take any money because I'm just going to find my way and master's going to provide. No, because like Maharaj says, we are teaching practical spirituality. Be with your own selfless self and then go about as you wish, knowing that you're with your selfless self. You can still go to India, go to Rishikesh, that's fine. You're not going to get anything out of it, and there's not going to be any gurus that are stronger or more higher than your own selfless self. They may say they are, and you know, but in reality, your selfless self, by contacting and remaining with your selfless self, you are the guru. As Maharaj has said, you're God's God. That selfless self, that's it. That's everything. That's all things. Whether 2,000 years ago, 10 million years ago, whatever, the space that saw the dinosaurs is the same space that's here now. That is eternal, always, everything. All these things are appearing and disappearing within your own selfless self. You're formless. And as we just mentioned, paying someone to tell you are formless is very silly. And if anyone's charging you to tell you that you are formless, is also very silly. And when you get into the illusory spirituality of, like, I saw a comment on the YouTube, somebody had mentioned, well, John, don't you think it's proper not to eat meat because of the cruelty to the animals and all this such of stuff? But you can go right away, prior to beingness, remaining with your selfless self. You do as whatever is happening, whatever's in your own experience. You don't try to be anything special or different. I am not a conveyor of peace and compassion and all this sort of stuff, because all that came along with the body. That's why when Maharaj came to one circle and was talking, there were so many that were there that were saying, what about love? Where's love? Yes. And in the Facebook type spirituality, love is so very important. You know, we're getting closer to love. God is love. Presence is love. Prior to beingness, there was no love. The true love is the recognition of your own selfless self in all things. I am everywhere in every being. All beings are myself. That's true love. Not, you know, like Maharaj says, laying garlands or doing fire ceremonies or, you know, clapping and all that. No. Now, clapping and joyfulness can come about spontaneously in the moment in bhajan and in kirtan and all these sort of things. Okay, good, good. But to go out of your way and try to be spiritual or try to participate in spiritual activities, all that came along with the body. You're just moving the body around from place to place. I'm sorry, Kathleen, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just saying, even love has become such a concept that it almost implies there's something other. You know what I mean? It's because of the, you know, it's been degraded in terms of its, what's really meant by it is something way beyond the otherness.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of the people who are charging or writing books or having satsangs and asking for donations and all this sort of stuff, they have to speak about the Facebook spirituality, we'll call it. That's what Maharaj used to call it too. That the Facebook spirituality is we love and we have so much peace and there's so much joy and all this sort of stuff. And all these things are illusory layers. And the key takeaway is if I am placing illusory layers faster than I'm clearing them in the name of spirituality, I am not progressing at all in any form, whether material or spiritual. When I know myself in a real sense, that's it. We all know, Master says, you are Brahman. Brahman? What is Brahman? Brahman is the name given to the invisible presence that you are. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. Just I, just I. Presence without anything. That you are. So why go here and there? Why go to this talk and that talk and pay money? And then even worse, why, once you know yourself in a real sense, are you going to set up shop and say, okay, now I have knowledge. Come and pay and I will give you knowledge. This is the worst, because how can I give you knowledge? Maharaj has says, we're not doing anything very special. We're pointing out your own selfless self, and then you're to have this direct experience by remaining with your selfless self. How? Through mantra, through bhajan, through knowledge. This whole talk is nothing more than refreshing the memories. Oh, so that I am that. So that I am that. Oh, so that I am that. You were not body. You are not body. You're not going to remain the body. Body's not your identity. Accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no Master. If you can't accept this, then your mind will look for additional things to try. Okay, I've been told I'm Brahman. Like Maharaj said, when Nisargadatta Maharaj used to laugh at the people for guru hopping, the spiritual tourists. He's like, okay, you're a spiritual tourist. You have a little taste of Maharaj, then you want to go to Ramana Maharshi. Because back in those days, it was Nisargadatta Maharaj and Ramana Maharshi. And people would travel back and forth to the ashram to see both. And then Rajneesh, you know, he had his thing going, jumping up and down and lots of good sex. And in the name of spirituality. So all of that was just like an escape for the mind to not have to remain with your own selfless self. Because it's kind of boring for the mind. Well, wait a minute, mind wants to play. Once it's constantly in motion, it wants to collect. And now you're saying, okay, just remain with your selfless self. Meditate. Nobody likes to meditate. Everybody's always complaining. I don't like to meditate. I don't have time to meditate. La, 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 la. Meditation is just remaining with your selfless self. Immediate recognition in the moment. Presence. And knowing that that is all there is. The body is within that presence. The world is appearing within that presence. All of this is a projection on spontaneous presence. So now who's to teach who? And what can be learned? And what can you take with you? You're formless. Nothing is happening because everything is appearing on your spontaneous presence. And even this sense of existence, this sense of presence, this I am, is false. Because it came along with the body. The sensation of I exist happens in a little ant, in a mouse. Presence clicks with this body form, with this food body. I exist. And then begins experiencing as this little mouse or ant or whatever, and assumes itself as an individual. Because suddenly you're in a body and you see yourself from the perspective of object looking at other objects. But none of this is true. And you know this when you recognize your own self. So that I am that. And that is all there is. And that is in Andrew, is in Kathleen, is in Rami, is in Trish, Keith, Martin, Manohar, everybody. It is within. That is all there is. And that is speaking in the concept of being an individual or being an object within this form-based illusion of object to object. But you're formless. All these objects are appearing within you. So don't pay. And don't, you know, if you want to listen to some, like we said, Ram Das, Tam Das, some Das guy, this is okay. But don't think that that is something, oh, this is a guru and I'm listening to this guru to gain knowledge. No, the only thing that the true guru can do is remove the illusory layers by saying, you are not body, you are not body, you're not going to remain the body. Investigate your own self. Spend some time with you. Don't spend your money traveling here and there looking for the guru solution. You are master. Nisargadatta Maharaj says, and Ramakant Maharaj has said, we're not making you disciples. We're making you masters. Why? Because we're clearing away all the illusory layers that are blocking you from direct experience that you are master, you are Brahman, you are Atman, you are Paramatman, you are God. Because all these words came along with the body, you're prior to body. There's no words. Traveling from place to place, all you're doing is collecting concepts of other people. In our lineage, we're removing concepts. Never do we hear a talk or read anything from any of the lineage masters that adds a concept. It's always removing. Das Bodh, I love that in the beginning, every single chapter, it says, the listener has this doubt. Now this doubt is cleared. Every single solitary chapter in Das Bodh begins, the listener had this doubt, the end of Das Bodh, and now this doubt is cleared. And in between, the clearing is again pointing, there's only formlessness. Nothing else is. The listener had a doubt because of their belief in being an individual or a separate body form, and now this has been removed.
Yeah, it seems like the removal process is quite a process.
Well, and it definitely will be if we go around saying, you know, I'm going to Rishikesh to hear this guru marathon or something, because each one of those will have their own concepts added on. And then those concepts will become, and see, the doubt is then, okay, I'm Brahman. And then somebody says something about what Brahman is or how this Brahman is, or maybe you go back to Christianity and you say, okay, the saintly, the Holy Spirit, this is what it is. And doubts arise in the mind and you create more and more doubts. But there's no doubt because you investigate yourself, direct experience with your own selfless self. It takes a split second. Now you know. Now you go and you walk and you do your job, you do your duties. You don't quit your job and put on garlands and then go and open up a shop. You just do what the regular job, do your duties and remain with yourself for self. And then kind of knowing that everything is projected from you. So even the, we had talked about last week, even the news and all the things that are going on, that should not be more interesting than your own selfless self. You could watch the news, but you remain with yourself. You can be in traffic and remain with yourself. Because Maharaj says, be with you always. Always means like, always. It doesn't mean, except for when I'm in the Starbucks line and it's going very slow. And then I can't be with myself because that's just terrible. Because I have to go back to work. My boss is expecting me. I only had 10 minutes out of the office. It's already turned to 15. I'm going to get in trouble. No, come on now. Remain with your selfless self. You're in traffic. Remain with your selfless self. You go outside, you have a flat tire. Remain with your selfless self. Because in reality, the tire is going to be fixed. The line is going to move. The traffic's going to move. And yet, if you've given yourself away, why? If you have remained with your selfless self, it's going to progress. The traffic's going to move. The line's going to move. And the tire is going to be fixed. And you're not going to have given yourself away.
By the way, thank you so much for posting the video of your place. It's full of all master's photos. That's so nice.
Good, good. Yeah.
A great reminder of devotion, being devotional.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, actually. I just woke up. And I normally always, I'm on my knees, I bow to the masters and good morning and all that. And I just decided for whatever reason, let's tape this. So I started just taping that part. And then I went around the whole house taping, but you could hear like the creaking of the floor and all this. So then I went on and I found that beautiful Chidananda to place underneath of it. And it just, and then that Chidananda was a little bit longer than the whole thing. So then I put some pictures of the other ashram, and then it came about, oh yeah, this is wherever you are, there is your ashram. You have the ashram here going back to India. And it reminded me when Maharaj said, take pictures of this ashram so that you can remind yourself of this spirituality, this spiritual atmosphere, because you're always to remain in that spiritual atmosphere, remaining with your selfless self. And, you know, those images that I have around the house, I love that because I bow 100 times a day to the masters for large things as well as small things. You know, I told you I bought this little tiny convection oven and it's opened up a whole world of things. Like I can bake little crab cakes in this thing and I can bake, what was the other thing I baked in there that I was very happy about? It was, blintzes, the cheese blintzes. So, and I'm like, thank you, master, thank you, master. And the first time I used it, I messed it up. I didn't know about preheating and doing all this stuff. Now, after continuous, getting better and better and better, just like remaining with your selfless self, more and more and more until it just becomes natural and a habit. And for all these things, yes, thank you, master. which is another thing why you said, okay, why do you not charge for this? Or you could be some guy on the Facebook or whatever. Because again, it's my master. There's no speaker here. I absolutely understand that. Selfless self is speaking to selfless self. And it's only because of master that they're speaking. It's that formless master that's using this body form to speak. And it's that formless master that's listening through those ears. Because without these bodies, presence couldn't speak. It would have no instrument, nor could it hear any sounds, because it wouldn't have the instruments to be able to hear sound. It wouldn't be able to taste food. It wouldn't be able to see. So this formlessness is able to do all of those things through this body form. For a time, while this body form, that's basically just food growing, is able to sustain that. And then it won't be doing that through this body form labeled John. But presence doesn't go anywhere. Nothing is added. Nothing is subtracted. Presence is.
Another example of spiritual program was I used to be with the Trungpa Rinpoche Buddhist group, and they ended up having a lot of scandals, and then his son took over when Trungpa died, and then he had a bunch of scandals of sex and stuff, and the whole thing's like, but then they have to find ways to make excuses. Like it's tantra, so it's okay. Or it's crazy wisdom, they call it.
And all concepts. But see, you can eliminate all of that very quickly with this one simple thing. Prior to beingness, prior to this body form, there was no Buddhism, no Christianity, no Muslim, no Hindu. No God, no Brahman, no Paramount, no Master. Nothing was there. All of these concepts came along with the body that you are not. Therefore, nothing's true, nothing's false, because it's within the body-based illusion, and everything within the body-based illusion is false and can be discarded. Just remain with your selfless self.
Ranjit Maharaj used to say that a lot of teachers bring you only up to knowledge or pure consciousness, the universal consciousness or whatever. A real teacher takes you beyond that. A true guru. And he said, don't be afraid to give the bitter pill. And the bitter pill is you don't exist.
Exactly.
You don't hear that on any of these broadcasts, like teachers. I mean, some of them are very, very, I mean, if you only deal with knowledge, that's fine. I mean, like a lot of the things they say are they're very helpful. It's like a ladder, but they don't take you out of that. It's like, how do you tell someone, put a zero on yourself, period. That's it.
You will lose followers quickly. your Facebook following will drop to zero.
It's not profitable.
Yeah, no. Everybody wants to know how to improve their body-based illusion, thinking that it's real. And they want that body-based illusion reinforced. How can I improve it? How can I be a better husband to my wife? How can I be a better employee? How can I have happiness? And Maharaj cuts that right away. He says, you're prior to these things. All these things, happiness, unhappiness, came along with the body. Remain with your selfless self, and it dissolves these concepts instantly. But you're right. The teachers that are charging money, they have to give you something. And everybody, nobody wants to say, like you said, you do not exist. This John is a lump of goo that's been fed and watered that formless presence is using. So guess what? There is no John's life. There's presence experiencing existence through a body labeled John. When John disappears, because the presence can no longer sustain itself, John's life will not be, where does John go in the afterlife? Well, there's no now life. There's presence. Presence is eternal. The forms that are appearing and disappearing within presence are transient. You can see them come and go. From the banana that rots on the table, if you leave it out too long, to this body form. Those are just the material that's appearing within presence and dissolving within presence. If you tell somebody that, they're not going to enjoy it. They're going to say, oh, and you know, oh, Ram, Jami, Jami, tell me how I can experience so that I am having a blissful life and that I can be more at peace and I can drive and be at peace. Because there are times when I go out into the environment or I'm out in a field and I see the beautiful lilies and I'm so at peace. Tell me how I can maintain that peace. Well, the truth is you cannot, because you are that peace, and anything that you're trying to maintain will automatically create the illusion of duality through a body-based existence that isn't true. But what they'll say is, just watch your thoughts. Remain with just sitting quietly with yourself. Watch your thoughts and just stay there. And then be the seer, be the witness of 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 the witness. Because if you go down that witnessing path, you have a witness of a witness of a witness of a witness. If you remain with your selfless self, it's all finished. Because the truth is there's nothing to witness because nothing is. There's nothing except your selfless self. And all these things that you're so-called witnessing are just appearances. They appear and they disappear. The thing that makes you create the concept of a witnesser is because you won't release the concept that you're something. Without the concept of something, the concept of witnesser doesn't appear, because who's witnessing? And then if you get into the inquiry, Maharaj, all the time when people would come to him and they'd say, okay, should I do the who am I inquiry? And because Ramana Maharshi said, who am I? But who am I? The answer is presence. It shouldn't be who am I or I am not this, not that. The whole neti neti thing is to get you to stop, because neti neti, you could go on for 100 million years and you still wouldn't be able to say, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this. Remain with your selfless self, it dissolves. Just this. Oh, so that I am that. Just as my master pointed, just as my master said, I am that selfless self. Now I do my job, I do my duties, I don't have to remind myself I'm selfless self. Just like I didn't have to remind myself I'm John. Like I don't go around all day long saying, I am John, I am John, I am John. So just in case somebody calls John, I remember, oh yes, that's right, that's me, I'm John. No, and it's the same with selfless self. I know myself in a real sense. I don't have to keep reminding myself of this because that's just the reality. So that means that everything that's occurring is coming and going, and I don't have to pay so much attention, nor do I hold on to this beingness as an anchor that somehow, some way, I have to sustain this existence. This is not true either. That's why they talk about the illusory somebody wants to continue. And it's the unborn child. And then the unborn child, God bless him, because he cries about what happens after he dies. This child that is not born, who experiences all these illusory problems because he's desperately hoping that the concept of birth is true. And yet with the concept of birth comes the concept of problems. If you release this concept of birth, then who do the problems fall to? There's no problems. There's no one born, no one dying. Just scenes appearing and disappearing, appearing and disappearing. And as Maharaj would always say, I'm not making fun of, because he would always do that. If you poked at any of the spiritual teachers or any of those things, he'd say, we're not criticizing anyone. So anybody watching this YouTube, we're not criticizing those who like to charge for spirituality and continue the body-based concepts and enjoy the fact that they're saying they're gurus. We're not criticizing anyone.
Disclaimer.
Exactly. The disclaimer. And that's exactly how Maharaj did. It's like.
So you don't want to form a protest group that protests all religion, psychiatry, and spiritual.
No, because I mean, you know, and maybe it's better going to some body-based guru spirituality and trying to seek happiness. That could be the start. You know, maybe because some of these gurus, they'll talk about, oh, remaining, you know, thought free, or trying to remain thought free, or trying, some of them will talk about replacing a positive thought, a negative thought with a positive thought, which don't do that. But if you're saying, oh, okay, I'm thinking about this very sad thing, I need to replace it with a positive thing, and therefore it'll clear my, oh, that's another thing, the chakras, it'll clear my chakras, and my kundalini will rise, and all this such thing. And again, these are all body-based concepts, but it could bring you closer to then coming to a forum like this, or listening to Maharaj in his forum, you know, with the YouTube videos, because it is the self seeking its own self. And it is trying, in a way, dissolving these concepts. If you're sitting there saying, okay, I've heard about spirituality. Let's talk about spirituality. Let's look at spirituality. Let's read some books, watch some videos. And like Maharaj said, this is the last destiny, the terminus. This is when you say, I'm really done with all this spiritual seeking. I just want truth. Okay, the truth is, this spiritual seeker is the illusion and the only thing separating you from knowing yourself in a real sense. And even that is only an appearance. It's not the truth. But for a time, the concept of seeker is like how they talk about one thorn to remove the other thorn. The concept of seeker is used to remove the concept of seeker so that you can just remain with the sought that you are.
It seems like not many people get to the point of throwing both thorns away.
True. But still, remember, go ahead.
No, it still, there seems to be the usefulness of getting to certain, you know, steps or whatever, when you're with somebody, you know, there is, you know, a teacher, let's say, sometimes there's a transmission or whatever, because I did have that experience of like everything dropping away and the recognition of how simple it all was, you know, that my mind was just creating all this stuff. And then, so there was like some some kind of breakthrough happened, because there was a dropping into like a deeper, because whatever this teacher could do, he could give you this sort of, you know, there was a kind of something that happened, because I experienced, you know, the me kind of falling away. And I was like, wow, that's really, but then what happened to me was the mind just kind of got back in there, and I wasn't really able to dismiss it. You know, maybe I didn't have a strong enough foundation in which to say, okay, that's just the mind, you know, because you have to recognize that you're falling into the ditch in order not to fall into it.
Yeah, Maharaj talks about like spiritual massage. And even in his talks, there are people who say, oh yeah, everything falls away and I'm just here with myself. But now that's direct experience of yourself, and you have to cultivate that. You have to remain with your selfless self.
Right.
And this feeling of separation is false. And that's where complete faith and trust in the master comes in. When Sri Ramakant Maharaj says, you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body, body's not your identity. Accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Then where can the mind come in? And even if it does, no, this is just a test of my spiritual knowledge. I remain with my selfless self. That's why when people do the mantra and it starts, you know, the busyness of the mind starts to pick up and irritations start to become more. There may even be explosions of emotion. And you think, oh, this is not working. This mantra is causing more problems. And that's where Nisargadatta Maharaj talks about the tenants. If you have to evict the tenants, they've been there a long time. They don't go quietly.
Right.
And that's the same thing. You continue. You keep going. When you had the feeling of dropping away, this should be able with mantra, because now you know. Okay, you have this feeling of dropping away and there's nothingness, this nothing. Remain with mantra. Don't try to re-experience the experience.
Right.
But just dissolve everything that was covering that experience, knowing that the reality is there. It's just illusory layers are covering it. Maharaj, right. The example I love, fire is there, ash is covering. Remove the illusory ash. Fire, is burning brightly. Presence underneath the illusory concepts. Mind comes back. Okay, mind's there, but I don't pay so much attention because I absolutely know. The conviction is there. I am nothing to do with anything that the mind can present. The only thing the mind knows, mind came along with the body. The mind is producing thoughts about the form-based illusion. I'm formless. What can the mind think about formlessness? The only thing the mind could try to think about formlessness is that there's a doubt that you're formless, and just the stirring of that doubt can be seen in the formlessness that you are. Oh, it's 8:13.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.